BT, the Olympics, a dinner and a tie. I wasn't sure what to expect when our conversation leader from BT joined us for the latest Firm Elite dinner. Our dinners this year have focused on issues of sustainability, not just financial or environmental, but also social. And so to have John Lane, who holds the title Business Development and Partnership Director London Olympics 2012, was an intriguing treat. Why intriguing? Well, generally publicity around the Olympics, at least in some of the major cities, including London, has focused on why didn't we get tickets, infrastructure will be a nightmare, particularly travel, terrorism will abound, only the rich will make something from it, etc., etc. There has been some publicity around large businesses dishing out a bit of cash here and there to worthy causes, usually interpreted by some as a bung for silence or giving up community land in favour of the bigger commercial cause. And certainly many large sponsors have worthy focused websites regarding their Olympic activities, costing a packet to design and of course very nicely branded. However, the chance to really question the extent to which these sponsorships benefit not just the business financially, but also the environment and society as a whole is rare. So I was intrigued as to whether we really could have an open discussion. As always, we had an engaging table for dinner. We included in our guest plan, which is by invitation only, those who have experience of the Olympics in other countries, as well as those who have been involved in large and small businesses, profits and not-for-profits, and those involved with businesses whose reputations are always of significance given the nature of the contribution that their organisational purpose makes to the money markets, the environment and all elements of society. What we learnt right away is that every country emotionally prepares itself for the Olympics in the same way. Positive focus when the news is heard that the country has won its bid. Negative focus when tickets are not obtained by all those seeking them. Even more negative when travel arrangements and infrastructure preparations are discussed. Gaining more positive momentum when the games start with, of course I was always in favour of this, when national medals abound. So much for the individuality of country responses based on cultural background. We all behave the same, it seems. Thereafter followed a fascinating Q&A plus round table discussion, which always, as usual, approaches the issue from the multi-angled approach that the breadth of experience of guests always encourages at Firm Elite dinners. Our discussions are governed by the Chatham House rule, so I shan't go into detail. Suffice it to say, the position of a sponsor to the Games is a complex one, an advantageous one on the one hand, benefits to the business in terms of exposure to new markets, to new societal issues, to new environmental issues, and risks in other ways, and the risks to the business come as a result of exactly the same exposures. Like every business today, or indeed any organisation, be that for-profit or not-for-profit, the world environment changes, and charting a course through that environment entails both choppy seas and calm waters. Add to that the need to take on board the Olympic dream, and all the hard-nosed business issues that that entails, as well as the risk of being associated with organisations whose sponsorship often throws up negative associations of the brand, for example the Dow chemical issue, and you find yourself wondering, well, why would you? Why would you get involved? But John and others discussed the why would you and the why wouldn't you with realism and insight. John Lane looked remarkably sane and in control of his brief given his role. A really engaging, plain-speaking man who knows his stuff and sported a wonderful tie, which to those of us who judge a man by his tie was very reassuring. And the conversation was, as always, informative and insightful thanks to the contributions made by our guests. We covered politics, the diplomatic service, UN quangos, local authorities, branding and messaging, PR and press, business large and small, passion and fear, energy and stress, negative and positive social, environmental and financial impact, and, as you would have expected, very much more.